This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Don't worry if you don't have Don't worry if you don't have goggles. I got my goggles. You wonder where I got my goggles? I bought my kids a chemistry set. There was like a little chemistry set. And so I bought them some goggles. And when I heard Dr. Fauci's recommendation, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my goggles on. I think it's a good look for me. I look more intelligent. You know? So it's like I look all like cerebral and scientific. And I like it. I'm just, everybody calm down for a second here. Okay? We talked about the goggle thing. We talked about the face mask thing a couple months ago. Did you listen? You didn't listen to my show. That's on you. But we talked about it, all right? This virus doesn't give a damn how it gets into your body. It wants to get into your body. Now, the mouth, has a nice open path, right? Passage. Nose, too. Very easy to get into your nose. But we've been wearing masks a lot. We've been wearing masks. We've been social distancing to the best of the degree. We've been closing down little baby bakeries and little retail stores and salons and dentist offices, and the numbers keep rising. So back in June, we had talked about the eyes and how the virus likes to get in to by mucous membranes. And now your eyes are very juicy. They're one of the juicier parts of your body. And so it's nice and moist. It's nice and warm. There's some easy access. So we talked about how viruses can get in there and how some people are recommending facial shields. I got my staff a whole bunch of facial shields. They don't like to wear them, you know, because it's plastic and but I got that for them because in medicine, when we, kind of get dressed in our PPE and we want to avoid getting exposed, we wear goggles and masks. I mean, when I deliver babies, you had to wear goggles. You had to wear some sort of facial covering because, man, that amniotic fluid flies. And I got it in my mouth once because the woman was in labor and this was kind of out in the triage area. We didn't even have time to get her into a room. We had to deliver right then and there. And the bag came out before the baby. When the bag comes out before the baby, you need to grab an umbrella. And it just, my attending comes up, and I barely got my gloves on, and he's like, what do you have? And I'm like, well, I got a G2, P1 here, possible 35 weeks gestation, giving birth, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, it just exploded into my mouth, and I tried to spit it out while still trying to deliver the baby. Baby's fine. Got the baby delivered. My attending was laughing like crazy, and I kept spitting on him. You really aren't supposed to spit at your attending in medical school. Or residency. But I did. And anyway, baby's fine. Amniotic fluid tastes exactly like the Pacific Ocean. So if y'all want to know what amniotic fluid tastes like and you kind of feel, cheated that you never got to taste it, just go into the Pacific Ocean and take a big swig of that. That's what amniotic fluid tastes like. But anyway, you wear goggles. I mean, in medicine, this was, this is commonplace. You wear goggles. The problem is in June, everybody lost their mind. They just lost their mind when people were starting to talk about goggles and face shields. It backed off. So what Dr. Fauci was saying, and everybody gives Dr. Fauci a hard time, okay? Just cut him some slack, He said, look, guys, if you're worried, you might want to wear goggles. And he's 1,000% correct. I mean, he's not wrong about that. And I don't like wearing goggles. Like right now, everything's kind of blurry. Because in chemistry, you just got to have to focus on exactly what you're doing. So I guess it doesn't give a damn about the periphery. My periphery is like really, really bad in these things. But again, if you think you're going to be exposed, if you're going to go to a protest or if you're going to go to a party or if you're going to go to whatever and you're like, but look, I don't want to get grandma exposed, you might want to wear some goggles. Now, why then don't we always talk about getting sick through our eyes? How come we never talk about getting the flu through our eyes? Or getting tuberculosis through our eyes? Or getting gonorrhea through our eyes? Well, actually, I mean, you can get STDs through the eyes. I don't really want to describe how that happens, but my guess is certain positions allow for that. But the eyes communicate through the late nasolacrimal duct. You got this nasolacrimal duct, so nasolacrimal, lacrima, like tears, nasal. So you have a passage. So when you cry and your eyes tear up, like, you know, remember when I was singing the other day and you guys just were starting to cry because you were like, you can't handle it? You guys built up with tears, but the tears can either fall down your face or they could go through this duct. This duct then enters through the nose and then it enters through the pharynx, back of the throat, and then you swallow them. So this is why, you know, it's all plumbing. Our body is all about plumbing, and we have probably the most brilliant plumbing system out there. You thought the Romans knew what they were doing. I mean, we have an amazing plumbing system. So if your virus gets into your eye, then it gets into the nasolacrimal duct, and then it gets into the pharynx. Now it could very easily get into the lungs. So yeah, the eyes are a source focus allows a possible conduit for the virus. So if you think you're going to be around sick people like we do in hospitals and medical centers, we wear the goggles or we wear the facial shield. Now, one of you had asked me the other day about contact lenses. That can you be giving yourself coronavirus when you put in your contact lenses? Well, it all depends on how you put your contact lenses in. When I used to wear contacts, I used to have the contact and then I put the little fluid in there and I clean it really good and you rubbed it a few times and then you try to figure out if it was inside out or not inside out, and then you'd look by the thing and you're like, gosh, man, because if you put a contact in inside out, it burns. So then you kind of figure it out and then you pull down the lid and you put it in the eye. If your hands aren't sterile, if you're not gloved when you're doing all that, if you're taking too long, you're breathing on it, trying to figure out if your contact's going in your eye, yes, you can introduce pathogens such as coronavirus when you put in your contacts. Now, it's rare, and we really don't have a lot of scientific studies or evidence saying, well, all these people that got coronavirus got it because of contact lenses, but think about it. I mean, it's not really a sterile procedure. We use sterile saline when we use our contact solution, but for the most part, no. You got stuff all over your eyes, and you're getting it in your eyes, and your brushes, and so, you know, if your wife, let's say, has coronavirus, and you're borrowing her mascara brush, you know, you guys could pass it to each other. Does coronavirus come out the eyes? I don't believe so, because the tears pretty much, you know, wash things out. But, you know, there's all that possibility. So don't wipe away your loved one's tears. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a dream of mine has always been to build a hospital. And I know a lot of you guys think, well, I want to build a hospital so I could call it the Dr. Dahlia Hospital. No. If I build a hospital, I'm going to name that hospital Top 100. And so then people are like, well, what hospital are you going to? Well, I'm going to the Top 100. See? Okay, see, I already get ranked just by the name. I think it's a great name for a hospital. Well, joining us today is Ekta Punwani, industry leader of IBM 100 Top Hospitals Programs. It's going to talk about the actual Top 100 hospitals. Ms. Punwani, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
No, and what is so, vital about these rankings is, many people are very, very nervous about healthcare systems out there and safety and where to go. And so nothing could be more timely than IBM's top hospital ranking right now. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, I would love to. Well, we are very excited to release the 100 Top Hospitals study for 2020. And what I really want to share is that we obviously want to celebrate and recognize these top performing organizations all across the country, but we really want to share the information and the data that supports the rankings, because what we want to do is share those best practices and share some of the techniques and outcomes so that the rest of the hospitals and health systems can perform just as well, so we can really improve the industry for the country.
Amen. It is. You know, not only is it a, you know, kind of like a ranking or an award, so, I mean, this actually is science. This is actually, you know, research and something that can help better the medical community. So, yeah, so talk to us about some of the criteria you used.
Absolutely. So we actually take all of what I call, and for, you know, for folks that are not in healthcare, but we're looking at the general hospital. So you can go there for any type of care. We've got about over 3,000 general hospitals in the United States. So we take data from publicly available data sources for all of those hospitals. And we have created some really sophisticated methodologies within IBM Watson Health to take that data, to process it, and to create what I call a balanced scorecard. We want to look at these organizations in a holistic fashion. We want to make sure, obviously, that they're providing quality and safe care. We also want to make sure that we're looking at their operations, their patient experience, and their financial health. So it's really looking at a balanced scorecard and then determining the top-performing hospitals in that manner.
And that's so true because, you know, I've worked at some hospitals that have been fantastic, but they were, you know, such a beacon for, you know, helping the underserved. And we were always worried that they might go under if they didn't get enough federal funds. So you could have a fantastic hospital that's doing exactly what they're supposed to, but they might not be able to stay afloat.
Correct. We do get questions around financial health, and I think more than ever, it's become so apparent during this pandemic that hospitals and health systems really are a huge infrastructure in this in our country, and we want to make sure that we have the appropriate resources to take care of our communities. And so, being able to be, you know, financially helpful is very critical for hospitals to support those communities in the future.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a big shout out to IBM Watson Health and, seeing IBM involved in this, they've really expanded and become kind of a front runner in terms of this sort of data coming out in healthcare. Why is IBM so involved in this?
You know, great question. IBM Watson Health is really focused in the healthcare industry, and I think that it's because we believe that it's truly such an important part of our nation. We want to, again, not just celebrate these organizations, we want to partner with them, use our technology and analytics to help drive improvement in the industry.
That's fantastic. So, you know, I'm looking at some of the listings. We have the 100 top hospitals. We have also the 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, the top health systems. You know, can you give us just a little taste of some of the winners?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we've got, what we do is when we look at these different studies, we are looking at a few different measures. So you mentioned the 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. We are really looking at very specific cardiac conditions to do that. And then when we look at the 100 top hospitals and the 15 top health systems, we are looking more holistically as the general hospital. So what I'll do, you know, I know that I didn't share this initially, but when we look at these 100 top hospitals, we are really looking at them from a perspective of their peer group. And what I mean by that is, you know, there are small community hospitals across the United States, and then we have our large, you know, academic medical centers. And we really wanted to highlight that quality of care is not dictated by the size of the hospital. We have very strong performing organizations that are small or medium community hospitals. And so we have five peer groups in our 100 top hospitals. Are you okay then, Dr. Dalley? I was just going to share the number one ranked in each of those peer
yes,
groups.
Yes, I'd love that. Yes, that. Yes, we would love that. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. So So let me start with major teaching hospitals. And here we go. So when we look at major teaching hospitals, St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan was listed as the number one hospital. Nice. When we look at teaching hospitals, Rose Medical Center in Denver, Colorado was ranked number one.
Wow.
And then we're going to jump to our large community hospital, Edwards Hospital in Naperville, Illinois, which is just 10 minutes from where I live, was ranked number one in the large community hospital section. So very excited about that.
Yeah.
And for medium community hospitals, Wooster Community Hospital in Ohio ranked number one.
Wow.
And for small community hospitals, Lone Peak Hospital in Draper, Utah was ranked number one.
See, I love that these aren't like the big, huge metropolitan cities. I love how smaller towns, you know, are getting on the map. Because why do you think that? Do you think it's because you have more of that community engagement and, you know, you have that more of that community feel?
You know, I think that because we're looking at the data in an objective manner, we're not looking at, if you will, just, you know, the large academic medical centers. We're saying that all, you know, over 3,000 hospitals exist in this country. We want to make sure and demonstrate really from the study, and the study is demonstrating it, is that you can really receive exceptional care at your community hospital. And you can from a large health system too. So it's really about doing your research. You know, as, you know, I always tell my family and friends that you've got to do your research if you've got, if you have a choice and you can decide where you want to go based on your specialty needs, the procedure that you're having. This is one data point. I think there are many others, but we should be educating our consumers to do the research. And this, again, this is one way to look at it.
So without naming any names, what are the poorly ranking hospitals failing at more often?
You know, I think what happens is that organizations that have, you know, what I call a large opportunity to improve, what I tend to see is that they actually are struggling with many measures. You know, it's not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find about that is that fundamentally they are, you know, probably struggling with a multitude of things, whether it's leadership, whether it's having the right caregivers, you know, the right skill set. There may be some financial indicators, you know, clinical. Once one thing kind of swirls down, you start to see sort of that effect on many other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I have found is that really creating the fundamental and having this, always starting with patient care and quality is number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's critical for most hospitals. And I think they know that, but being able to demonstrate that is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And we really at IBM Watson Health want to partner. Yeah, we want to partner with all these organizations. We believe that we can help them and support them in their improvement journey.
Well, Ekta Funwani, it's been fantastic having you on the show. How can listeners get more information on the rankings and on Fortune IBM Watson Health?
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to ibm.com/Watson Health, you will be able to get to the list of hospitals, to the study. If you're more of a researcher and want to learn more about hospitals and health systems, that information's there, specific measures, and really healthcare insights overall. It's a great place to learn more about what's going on.
It's a definitely fantastic resource. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. Ekta, so nice to meet you. And thanks again.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Bells toll in Atlanta as mourners are gathered to bid a final farewell to a civil rights icon and former Georgia Congressman John Lewis. Lewis having lost a battle with cancer earlier this month. Those bells at Ebenezer Baptist Church rang 80 times earlier this morning, marking every year of Lewis's life. Former President Barack Obama is to deliver the eulogy shortly. Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain has died at 74 after a month-long battle with COVID-19. He was treated at an Atlanta hospital for the virus, where he had been admitted back on the 1st of July. Just before his death, he had joined Newsmax and had been planning to host a brand new TV program on that channel. And you're listening to USA Radio News. More evidence that the nation's economy cratered during the second quarter of the year because of the coronavirus pandemic dragging everything down. The government just releasing numbers showing that the economy declined by nearly 33% in the quarter, the steepest drop in GDP, or gross domestic product, since records began in 1947. It had fallen 10% during the recession of 1958, and it had fallen 8.4% during the Great Recession of 2007 through 2009. Yesterday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that members will now have to wear masks when in the House unless they're speaking on the floor.
The Speaker has the authority to direct the Sergeant-at-Arms to remove a member from the floor as a matter of decorum.
Her announcement came shortly after Republican Representative Louie Gohmert disclosed he's tested positive for COVID-19. The Republican has been critical of mask mandates since the pandemic began. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple months ago when we were talking about the Olympics being postponed and NHL being postponed and baseball being postponed and football being postponed and weddings being postponed and funerals not able to be postponed, but changes there, graduations being postponed, and I had said, I wonder if they're going to want to postpone the election. And oh my gosh, people lost their colon. I mean, there was rectal incontinence all across the United States when just any sort of topic of the election being postponed came up. Well, it's coming up. And it's not just going to come up by the GOP. It's also going to come up by the Democrats as well. Okay? You know, this is something that we kind of need to talk about, and this is what I want to hear from you guys. Do you think the election should be postponed due to COVID. Now, why would anybody even bring that up? Okay, well, maybe they'll bring it up if they think they're going to lose. Okay, Donald Trump had brought it up. Apparently, we've had, his big, cry to fame has been the economy and how he did so well, when he got into office. And, he was able to erase the Great Recession and, some memories of it. And all of a sudden, COVID hit. And, the economy has shrunk so much and the economy is a complete disaster. I'm not saying it's his fault, but that's kind of hard. That's not really a wave he could ride into the election with. However, on the flip side, Joe Biden hasn't gotten to do his thing. Joe Biden, despite the gaffes and despite, different things that he says, such as, who he's running against, right? Whether it's Ronald Reagan or himself, he's a likable guy. And if he loses to this election, the Democrats are going to be mad that he didn't get his fair share and he didn't get his fair shake where he could meet people. He could, get out there on the campaign trail. So whoever thinks they're going to lose or whoever loses might cry foul. So I think it is worth discussing. I mean, I'm not saying I'm for postponing the election. I think this COVID thing is going to haunt us. I'm sorry, my nose is running. I think we are going to be haunted by COVID and now all this pathogen paranoia for years to come. But somebody has some explaining to do. If weddings have gotten canceled, graduations have gotten canceled, some of the medical schools still don't have medical students back training. We have regular elementary schools and high schools with kids not going back. Everything kind of seems to be on hold and doing everything virtually. So we're under the assumption that, well, if schools could be done virtually, then an election could be done virtually. Well, what about the Olympics? Is the Olympics being done virtually? Well, they might have to. They're not going to. I mean, big thing with the Olympics is they want crowds and they need people competing next to each other. At least with the baseball field, everybody could be kind of separate and social distancing until you get a bench clear and then that's all, But still, I saw some social distancing with that, with the Dodgers-Astros game. But, if the Olympics can't be done virtually and if all these schools canceled the graduation because they didn't feel they could do a graduation virtually, is an election and the campaign also a casualty of that and has to be postponed? And again, I just want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So what is an election? Well, an election is a contest. An election is a competition. So if you have a competition, right, you need to have contenders. These contenders need to have no cheating, right? Okay? So I don't know what that's coming, what happened with ballots and, I don't know who's going to be overseeing that, but I get people don't want to be exposed to COVID, so we have to have a means for them to vote from home. But even taking the voting part out of it, if you have two contenders, which would be Biden and Trump, and they need to display their competitive skills, display their skills, and compete. And how do you compete in an election? You get out there, you meet people, you inspect their factory, you look at their shipyard, you look at their retail store, you listen to the schools, you listen to the teachers, you listen to the nurses, you listen to the doctors, you listen to the kids, you listen to what they need, right? You touch them, whether it's in your heart or whatever, and you connect. Well, if we've taken the connection component away from Joe Biden and away from Donald Trump, then they can't compete yet. So the race isn't on. The race has been postponed. Now, people could say, no, the race is on because we have debates on Facebook and we're listening to CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. And no, but that's not how politicians want to debate or race. This is a race. This is a race for the White House. There are races for the Senate, races for the House. So a race means somebody needs to show their stamina, their strength, their skills, and they need to be able to win. So if we don't have the Olympics and we don't have school sports because the competition can't be done very fairly and equitably and safely, then we aren't really having Joe Biden and Donald Trump able to race for the White House and campaign. Does that make sense? So, again, want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should, you know, scientifically speaking, I mean, or just, you know, legally speaking, if all other races and competitions have kind of been on hold or altered, then one of the biggest races of 2020 kind of makes sense, right? I'm not saying we need to do this, but if logic applies, kind of makes sense to also postpone the election. Now, somebody's going to say, oh, we've never postponed an election, right? We have an election every 4 years. Well, we're supposed to have the Summer Olympics every 4 years. I mean, all the rules are out the door. Rules are changing all the time. We just got a rule in our neck of the woods that we don't even need a doctor's note to go back to work if we had COVID. I mean, rules are changing every day. So then, you know, I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to be around, you know, come October, November, but I would not be surprised if they are going to have to weigh in on this. Now, if the Democrats think they're going to win, they're not going to be very supportive of, you know, putting off the election. But if they get wind that people really haven't gotten to know Donald or Joe Biden just because of all they get to see on, you know, the memes and the, I saw the 2020 boobies, okay, not appropriate, funny, but not appropriate. I mean, the Democrats might say, look, Joe Biden's got to have his fair shake also. They're not campaigning, you know? Now, maybe they could debate, maybe they could have a virtual debate, but if that's not their race and that's not what a real race to the White House looks like, they both deserve a campaign. And if COVID screwed up everything else this year, it makes sense that it would also screw up the election. But if people say, no, the election has to continue, even though everything else hasn't, what happens if Joe Biden loses? Are the Democrats going to say, no, wait a second, this wasn't fair? What if Donald Trump loses? Is anybody going to take the results as gold? Well, they have to. When you use an election, they have to. But both sides need to kind of think, and, I mean, you know, if Joe Biden does take Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris is a pretty gifted speaker. She's going to want a campaign. So don't be surprised if both Democrats and Republicans want the election postponed. Maybe. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my day started out very, very sad, and it started out really, really rough because I knew Herman Cain, and I got to meet with him and speak with him on multiple occasions, and he really started to talk about because he was a patriot. He was a very, very loving man, very compassionate. Love this country. And he died today after a battle of coronavirus. He had been hospitalized since July 1. And this man, I mean, he was a fighter, a Tea Party activist, had survived stage 4 colon cancer. And he had been in an Atlanta area hospital with COVID-19 all month. He was hospitalized within 48 hours of being diagnosed with the virus.
Now, Kayleigh McEnany, White House Press Secretary, said Herman Cain embodied the American dream and represented the very best of the American spirit. Our hearts grieve for his loved ones, and they will remain in our prayers at this time. We will never forget his legacy of grace, patriotism, and faith. So the 74-year-old, so from Atlanta, he was a WSB radio host, also part of the Black Voices for Trump, has a legacy, but that's not what people are talking about right now. They're talking about how he was at one of Donald Trump's press rallies or campaign rallies in Tulsa on June 20th. And he wasn't wearing a mask. Now, you just see people jump on this. And I'm sure people are going to want to blame the Republicans and blame any sort of, let's say, apathy for mask mandates on this. And the rally was June 20th. And he was tested positive July 1. So it is within the incubation period. However, to say it's one event that exposed somebody when they live in a very large city, beautiful city. I love Atlanta. It's one of my favorite cities. And, you know, without contact tracing and figuring out everybody who he was with and where he went and where he dined and, you know, can't say for sure. And a 74-year-old man who's African-American does fall under the higher risk group, higher risk category for COVID. And so, you know, people have asked, they go, why would he put himself at risk? You know why? Well, you know, one of his last tweets or last photos was him at the rally with, you know, multiple people not wearing masks, and he looks happy. Looks a little slimmer than I remember. Looks a little grayer than I remember. So you don't know if he had other medical issues that he might have been fighting with. And when we're being told he died from coronavirus, we aren't really getting the whole gist of, you know, was it actually a heart attack? Was it pneumonia? What actually did it at the end? But I caution everybody with starting to blame others when this happens, and I know that's what people want to do because, you know, you have people that are anti-Trump or they're anti, you know, mask mandates or they're pro-mask mandates, and so there's going to be a lot of back and forth on this. And just, you know, realize that he has a legacy that's hopefully non-COVID. If, God forbid, any of us die of COVID, we don't want that to be what's remembered or what's talked about. He competed in the 2012 GOP presidential primary season. He was CEO, former CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He had been an economic advisor to Bob Dole in 1996. He launched his own bid in 2000, but became a front runner for a short period of time in 2012. He had his 999 economic plan. I had asked him when I saw him at a radio conference, what does he think my dress size is? And he said, 999. So, yeah, whew, I like him. I'd love to wear a size 9. And he really garnered a lot of attention, a lot of support when he wanted to replace the federal tax code with a 9% business transaction tax, a 9% personal income tax, and a 9% sales tax. People thought that was impractical, but they loved the idea that finally we had somebody who wanted to reform the tax code. I mean, I love the idea of a flat tax. I mean, I'd be okay with a 10%. I'd be much happier with 9%. But the 999 made sense. And he said it with his Atlanta accent, 999. I loved hearing him speak. I could listen to him speak for hours. And Herman Cain kind of brought forth the topic of, look, you know, needing to hire an accountant. And mind you, I like accountants. I like CPAs. I think they're great people. But needing to, you know, hire somebody to go through and figure out all the loopholes and where you could save money and how you could do a deduction and how you can whatever. I mean, it really would simplify things going, look, this is what you earn, this is what you pay. All right? This is this way, you know, if you're poor, you only make $100? Well, obviously, if you're only making $100, you'll probably be exempt. But let's say some, you know, country did have a flat tax. Right? If it's 9%, if you make $100, you pay $9. You know, if you make $1 million, then you pay $90,000, right? Okay, $1,090,000. Okay, you know what? I don't want to do the math right now. Please don't make me do the math. Okay? I can do calculus 3. I just can't do simple division. Oh, it's fractions. It's fractions of percentages I can't do. So, it just made sense. So, many people are mourning his loss, but he was making progress. On a message on July 5th, he was making progress. There was more encouraging news. Apparently, his oxygen levels were kind of up and down. On July 10th, he described his status as cruise control. The progress is slow, but the breathing is getting stronger every day. Now, I don't know what he was treating with. I don't know if he was getting remdesivir. I don't know if he was getting any experimental medications. I don't know. But, you know, he was at an Atlanta hospital, and Atlanta hospitals are pretty on top of things. But people do want to know if somebody who is pretty strong, pretty vibrant, you know, and you see him sitting with, you know, black lives or black, black votes for Donald Trump, black voices for Trump. You know, when you see people there that look happy and comfortable, and then all of a sudden one of them is dead within a month, your hair kind of jumps up on the back of your spine. You know, your hair stands still, and it's this virus, and I've never wavered from this. This is a scary virus. I mean, there are people that are dying of it, and I think all of us have known somebody who's died of it. Probably the most personal person I've known to have died from coronavirus is now Herb McCain. It does. It hits you hard. And we younger people don't want a lot of times all these restrictions going on, and we don't want the masks, and we don't want goggles, and we don't want, you know. But it's our older population that's more vulnerable whom we want to protect. And the idea of, well, all older people, such as 74 years old, who are whether Caucasian or African-American or Latino, anybody in that age group should just stay home. We're already going into August. I mean, I have a 75-year-old mother. She is not going to want to live her last couple decades locked up in a house. And I've heard that from older individuals. I've heard that from people saying, look, I am not going to be stuck in my house for years on end. And so, you know, I think it was a personal choice that he made, and fortunately it was a tragic one. May you rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.